WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to decluttering that digital dopamine rush and finding a little more peace and joy in this crazy world. Today we're tackling something super important, cultivating hope and optimism, especially when life throws its curveballs. Ever feel like you're drowning in negativity? You know that feeling when the news is filled with doom and gloom. Social media feels like a competition of who's got the most perfect life, and your own to-do list seems longer than the Mona Lisa's smile. I get it, I really do. But guess what? There's a way out. It's all about shifting your perspective, focusing on the good, and building resilience that can help you weather any storm. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to start cultivating your inner sunshine, even in the cloudiest of days. First off, practice gratitude. Seriously, this is like a magic spell for positivity. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things, no matter how small. That delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a genuine laugh with a friend, those are all worth celebrating. When you focus on what's going right, it naturally pushes away the negativity. It's like training your brain to be a positivity powerhouse. Number 2. Surround yourself with good vibes. You know that saying misery loves company? Well, happiness is contagious too. Spend time with people who lift you up, who make you laugh, and who inspire you to be your best self. Limit exposure to negativity. Those toxic relationships, the constant doom-scrolling, those endless news cycles that leave you feeling drained. Choose joy, choose positivity, choose good vibes. Third, set realistic goals. Don't get me wrong, ambition is fantastic, but setting yourself up for disappointment only breeds negativity. Break down big goals into smaller, achievable steps. Celebrate each little victory along the way. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the key. And that means giving yourself a pat on the back when you accomplish something, no matter how small. Fourth, learn to be kind to yourself. Seriously, this one's crucial. We beat ourselves up so often, but we wouldn't talk to our friends like that, right? Practice self-compassion. Forgive your mistakes, acknowledge your strengths, and treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. And finally, never underestimate the power of taking action. Feeling helpless in the face of challenges? Channel that energy into something positive. Volunteer for a cause you care about. Learn a new skill. Start that project you've been putting off. Taking action, even small steps, builds momentum and gives you a sense of control, which is key to staying optimistic. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media, and all you see are curated highlight reels of seemingly perfect lives. You start to feel inadequate, comparing yourself to others, and the negativity creeps in. But then, you remember these 5 keys. You take a deep breath. Practice gratitude for your own blessings. Maybe that delicious cup of coffee I mentioned earlier, or a beautiful sunset you witnessed. You choose to spend time with loved ones who uplift you and remind yourself that progress is more important than perfection. You decide to ditch the endless scrolling and instead dedicate some time to learning a new skill, painting, coding, playing an instrument, anything that sparks your joy. Taking action shifts your focus from comparison to personal growth, reminding you that your journey is unique and fulfilling. See? Cultivating hope and optimism isn't about ignoring the challenges. It's about choosing how we respond to them. It's a conscious decision to focus on the good, celebrate our progress, and surround ourselves with positivity. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let negativity dim your light. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of hope. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. And remember, we'll be right here tomorrow for another dose of dopamine decluttering and life-enhancing insights. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.